I'm Michael Lyon, and this is Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM. Paul Landau is Assistant Professor of Political Science at UNO. He's joining me this morning for post-election analysis. Paul Landau, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for inviting me.
Let's talk about the presidential race first. What do you think was the major deciding factor for Donald Trump's win?
Well, it's hard to say. It was a late night last night, still trying to focus on what all took place, but to me, it was, from the primary season on through the general election, a serious miscalculation by both political parties about what their voters want. All through the primaries, people made fun of Donald Trump. They didn't consider him to be a legitimate candidate. All the establishment candidates, Bush, Kasich, were supposed to do better than Trump. But Trump kept standing because he had the pulse of the people in the Republican primaries. Then moved on to the general, same thing. Clinton's message was apparently way off, just as the establishment Republicans were in the primary. And now we have President Trump.
Donald Trump has committed to a number of actions in the first 100 days of his presidency, actions on immigration, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, and building the border wall. What do you see happening in actual fact?
Well, in actual fact, I don't see much of that happening. In terms of the immigration, we'll have to have immigration reform, that's for sure. But the Republican caucus has typically refused to move toward any sort of meaningful reform. Now they've got a Republican president. We'll see if that changes. But this idea of deporting millions of people is highly unlikely to occur. Same with some of the other issues that he's talked about, building a wall, for example. I doubt that we're going to be building a wall, and I doubt that Mexico is going to be paying for it. On the other hand, repealing Obamacare with a Republican Congress could very well happen.
Locally here, Brett Ashford and Don Bacon still too close to call as of this morning. Bacon is ahead by around about 5,500 votes with most of the votes counted. There still are some provisional ballots to be counted. Those will not be finalized until November 23rd. How do you think that will play out?
Two tremendous candidates, both with great resumes. And both true public servants. It was a tough race. It was hard fought. Looks now like Bacon will prevail, which again is a bit beyond the conventional wisdom that had Ashford winning by 2 or 3 percentage points. A pretty interesting outcome.
Nebraska voters have reinstated the death penalty, reversing the legislature's decision last year to abolish capital punishment. What does that mean, considering that Nebraska hasn't executed anyone since 1997 and the difficulties in establishing the execution protocol?
Well, de jure, it means that the death penalty is back on the books. De facto, it doesn't mean much at all because, as you point out, we don't execute anybody anyway, nor do most other states. I think the drug protocol, the future of that is a real problem, and I think it's unlikely that that will be solved. The legislature could choose a different formula to carry out an execution, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of will for that either. Looks to me like status quo, no executions.
I know you're still processing many of the results this morning, as are all of us. Were there any other big surprises to you, apart from the obvious one, the result of the presidential election?
Some legislative candidates that the governor backed won, and some legislative candidates he backed did not win. A number of incumbents that were supposed to have lost, according to the conventional wisdom, hung on. So I thought that was an interesting outcome. Once again, our unique unicameral is not very predictable.
And one final question, going back to the presidential election, we've got a minute or so here. Many commentators say Trump appealed to populist nativist sentiment over many, many months. We're hearing this morning that many voters cast their ballot for Trump because they felt disenfranchised. Are these things mutually exclusive, or are we repackaging Donald Trump this morning as a more acceptable candidate.
Yeah, I think we're repackaging, that's for sure. And the reason we are is because he's our president. We've got to figure out a way now to move forward together. The, you know, the rancor of the campaign, it's over with. And today's a new day. We got to move forward, and we got to do it in such a way that rebuilds our country. That's the real challenge.
Paul Landau is assistant professor of political science at UNO. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for letting me come over.
I'm Michael Lyon.